from the JW Marriott Hotel in downtown Indianapolis. Jaguars.com coverage of the 2013 Scouting Combine begins. Welcome into Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier. These are your old stomping grounds here in Indy.
I stomped here a bit, and I feel like I should welcome you back. It's been a while since we've done it Inside the Jaguars.
It is. It's nice to be back with you. It's a big week here in Indianapolis, of course. League meetings going on, PR meetings, front office, non-football meetings are here also. And then you get to the football side, so a lot of activity here in Indy.
Well, there was a point in time where the NFL offseason used to center around the owners' meetings in March. Now it's sort of moved up to where this is sort of the kickoff point. And as you mentioned, there's a lot going on. Meetings, there's the combine, there's the on-the-field stuff that people on the NFL Network see. But as much as anything, this is where you start hearing the buzz. This is where you start seeing agents and personnel guys talking about the players on their team. In a lot of ways, this week sets up the next few weeks of free agency.
Well, this will be different than what a lot of folks will see on television. This over at Lucas Oil across our shoulder here a couple blocks away is a televised event on the weekend with players on the field. But there's not a lot of access over there. What are the fans looking for this week that might differ from teams?
Well, the fans are looking for the big picture of all this. And by big picture, I mean the draft. I think by the end of this week, I think you're going to get a clearer idea of how this first round is going to shake out. Right now, the first round of this draft is maybe as, I guess, murky is the best word, as any that anybody can remember. Nobody's really sure what the Chiefs are going to do at number one. And even beyond that, nobody's really sure about how the top 10 are going to shake out. I don't know that you're going to get hard, clear answers by the end of this week, but you should have a better idea of how some of those tight position groups are going to shake out.
Now, for organizations that are here, they have some different goals than that, right? They want to kind of narrow down their information.
Well, it's really, the combine is different things to different people. For the fans, it's about seeing the 40 times out there, and that's all great. And the GMs and personnel guys are looking for that too. But when a GM comes to the combine, he's looking to solidify his raw data. They've got data on 300, 400 different college players, but there's holes in that data. The combine really has become a clearinghouse where you can look at a guy and say, hey, I think he runs a 4.75. Let's go watch him. Let's see if it looks like he's going to play faster than that. Maybe he runs a 4.6. All of a sudden, that sixth-round guy, maybe fifth-round, sixth-round guy, is a fourth-round guy on your board. So you come away with that sort of data cleaned up.
And you'll have a chance to sit down with GM David Caldwell. Mm-hmm. That's later today. It will be on the website, Jaguars.com, Thursday morning, bright and early. So we're ready for you to pick his brain again.
Well, it's going to be, you know, we haven't talked to him since the Senior Bowl. And as I said, the combine is always a good chance to get a hold of your guys, if you will, and talk to them about how they're going to feel moving forward.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the top position groups here. We've we've heard through the the different media and such that the quarterback position may not be as strong at the top here. It might be deep.
Right.
Everybody's going to talk about that position, though, first and foremost, right?
Well, quarterback being quarterback, it's going to be the issue. Everything you hear is that Matt Barkley, Geno Smith, who at some point in time were both at the top of people's draft boards, are way down, out of the top 20, maybe even out of the first round. So I think what you're going to be looking at is, you know, do these guys throw well? I think Geno Smith's going to throw, Matt Barkley's not. Do they interview well? And there's going to be conversations among different personnel types, and all of a sudden you're going to start seeing those guys maybe solidify themselves a little bit. I think the real action for the Jaguars and other teams wanting quarterbacks is probably going to be in the second round. Supposedly the second round is very deep. Maybe as many as seven quarterbacks could go there. So all of a sudden the intrigue for the Jaguars, I think, is going to be closer to the top of the second round when it comes to quarterback.
A couple of other strong position groups quickly. What do you got?
Well, offensive line, it's the best offensive guard class maybe ever. Offensive tackle's good, defensive line good. You know, everybody says the real strong position groups are on the offensive defensive line. Everything else maybe a little sketchy compared to past years.
John, good stuff.
Thank you, JP.
Busy week ahead, too.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll head over to Lucas Oil Stadium tomorrow. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.